pay more. Papito has told the doorman who's Puerto Rican that ours is a temporary situation, and the doorman says he understands, just to be discretos. So we try to be discreet and go out one by one so it doesn't look like we know each other but are just separate people staying in the hotel rooms on the lower floors. I go stand by the window and watch for Papito to come out downstairs, an old man in a Panama hat, one of the few familiar faces in this country where the only people we know are the ones who came with us.
Okay. Now we know for sure that Papi and Tony are still in jail in the Dominican Republic, and Trujillo Jr., El Jefe's son, is still in charge there. Some people are trying to talk him into leaving the country and then the prisoners would go free, but so far, that hasn't happened. Mr. Washburn is back in the United States. Remember, he had to be flown out of the Dominican Republic in a hurry after El Jefe was killed, and he's trying to help Mommy. Anita, Mommy, and the others are all living in one hotel room, and that's not really legal, so they have to be careful when they come and go, and we still don't know how Anita and Mommy wound up in New York. Let's keep reading after the big space on page 141, where it says, "The day we were surprised."
The day we were surprised in our hiding place, I had no idea that it would be my goodbye to my country. I actually thought the SIM had discovered us and it was goodbye to my life. That's why, scared as I was, I kept writing in my diary. I wanted someone to know what had happened to us. But when the crawl space doors were thrown open, it was Wimpy and his paratroopers coming to the rescue. The Mancinis, who were away at the beach, didn't even know that the airlift would be that day. A number of things had to fall in place for our evacuation, and that Sunday, July 30th, they came together at the last minute. I had been about to stash away my diary under a loose board, but Wimpy grabbed me and picked me up, and the diary came away with me in my hand. An unmarked helicopter was waiting on the embassy grounds to airlift us out, and there wasn't a minute to spare. Outside on the streets, an angry rally was going on, and the SIM were too busy with crowd control to notice a Dragonfly helicopter flying by with a terrified mother and daughter inside. North of the city, we landed on an abandoned airstrip where a cargo plane was waiting. A van drove up with some other people,